Today's Amud is Kuf Beis Amud Beis 102b, but we are actually picking up on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph 102a, five lines up from the bottom. Tan Rabbanon. B'nei Chabur Hashayim Subin V'kidei Shalein Ayom. If there was a group of people who were sitting and having a meal together, this is talking about on Friday, and then Shabbos came upon them, Mevi'in lo kos shal yayin, so we bring them a cup of wine, V'omer alav kiddushas hayom, so again, on one cup of wine, they recite Kiddush. Usheni Omra Lov Berchas Hamaz in the Rabbi Yehuda. And again, on a second cup of wine, they use for benching to end the meal. Rabbi Yossi says, Och v'holich achetechsha. Rabbi Yossi says in general that there's no need to interrupt the meal with the advent of Shabbos, but rather one continues to eat. Kuf Beis Mabez, 102b, Gomru. When he finishes the meal, kos rishon mevarech alav berchas hamazon. On the first cup, you use for benching. Vasheni omer alav kiddushas hayom. And for the second cup, ultimately, again, you use for kiddush. I asks the Gemara. So obviously, there's a machlokas exactly how the two cups are going to be used. But the commonality in the two positions is both are agreeing that you need two cups. To which the Gemara asks, but why? Amai? Why not just recite? Obviously, there's two things to be said over here. There's kiddush and there is benching. So why not go ahead and just recite them both on one kos? Amrav Huna, Amrav Sheshes, in Orim Shtei Kiddushos, Al Kos Echad. Because Halacha L'maisa, we do not recite two kiddushos, two brachas on one cup. My time was the reason. Amrav Nachar Bayitzchok, V'she'ein Osim Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos. And Nachar Bayitzchok says, because we do not do mitzvos in bundles. In other words, we don't bundle mitzvos. Because when you bundle mitzvos, it looks like perhaps maybe it might be a little bit of a tircha, of a burden. And that's just trying to get it all done together. In order to avoid that, we go ahead and we don't do more than one mitzvah on a cup of wine. The Gemara says, V'lo, is that true that we don't do more than one mitzvah on a cup of wine? But after all, V'hatanya, we learned, Hanichnas l'beisav v'matzei Shabbos, if a person comes into their house on Matzei Shabbos, so now, Mevarech, so it says, Vatanya, we learned a person walks into their house on Matzei Shabbos, Mevarech alayan va'alamar va'alabesamim. So you make a bracha, b'ripi agafim, and then on light, b'rema rea ish, and then besamim, v'yachar kach omer havdala ala kos. And then you also say havdala on the cup of wine. Okay. Vim elo ala kos echad. Now what happens if a person only has one cup of wine? Now what it's talking about over here is in this case, I ate Shalosh Shavis, I didn't bench yet from Shalosh Shavis, but I also have Havdalah. What should I do? So you leave all the brachas till later, and ultimately again, you do everything on that cup of wine. So the Gemara says, so you see from here, that here, and now in this case, you're doing Havdalah, and you're doing benching on the same cup of wine. To which the Gemara says, no, ain lo shiny. That's different because that's talking about where you only have one cup of wine. Okay, if you only have one cup of wine, then that's what you're going to do. So again, essentially the first answer the Gemara is saying is yes. Is there a circumstance in which you recite more than one brach on a cup of wine? Sure. If you only have one cup and you have to do multiple things, but that's an extenuating circumstance. What about the following case? What about a case of yomtiv that falls out on Matzei Shabbos? Vamar Rav, and Rav said, even with that, yak no, the Gemara says. So interestingly enough, what's the halacha if Yom Tov falls out on Matzei Shabbos? So Rav says Yakna. Now Yakna is an acronym which we're going to spend more time on. Yayin, that's the bracha of Hagafen. Kiddush, that's the bracha of Kiddush. Ner, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, and Havdalah. So again, interestingly enough, what do you see from here? You're making both Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine. Now the Gemara says, Amri Midlo Amr Zman, Michlal, Debishvi'i Shal Pesach Haskinon. Now interestingly enough, we're going to see normally it's Yakna Haz, or some variation of that. There's no Zayin, which is Zman, the Brach of Shechianu. From the fact that it didn't say the Zayin of Shechianu, we must be talking about the seventh day of Pesach, right? Because the seventh day of Pesach, ultimately, again, there's a din of Kiddush, but ultimately, again, Shvi Shal Pesach, but ultimately, again, no din of, no obligation of Shechianu. Now, again, if it's the seventh day of Pesach, perhaps the Chomai Dehavile, Achile, Velesle. And it's possible that by the seventh day of Pesach, essentially you've exhausted your entire food supply. So maybe this is too, another situation of where you just simply don't have another cup of wine. And we've already established, if you only have one cup of wine, then Einachinami, you go ahead and you make as many brachas on that as you need. Ay, Vahayom Tavishon De Islay. But yeah, what about the beginning of Pesach? Where Va'amri Abaye Yaknahaz, right? Yakzina, Varava Amar Yaknahaz. Again, we'll talk about this more, but this is Machlokes. When Shabbos goes into Yomtiv, what is the proper order of brachas? So Abaye says, Yakzina, Yayin Hagofen, Kiddush Brach of Kiddush, Zman, Shechyanu, Ner, Bore Mareish, and then Hey, Havdalah. Rava says, Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. But point is that you're clearly reciting Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine. Doesn't this contradict what we said before? Just beforehand, you said that you can't do everything on the same cup. So what's going on over here? To which the Gemara says, Ella, Havdalah v'kiddush chada milsihi, Birchas amazon v'kiddush shrei milininu. To which the Gemara makes an interesting distinction. The Gemara says, Kiddush and Havdalah are the same. Now, it says it's one. Now, what that means is Kiddush and Havdalah are really two sides of the same coin. And therefore, again, because they are related spiritual activities, therefore, you can perform them on the same cup of wine. That is fundamentally different, ultimately, again, than benching and Kiddush, which are two separate and distinct spiritual services, and therefore cannot be done on the same cup of wine. Okay, well, so stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.